his ways. How wonderful is his glory, they bear with the same praise the name of the Lord. How marvelous are the works of the Lord, how excellent are his ways. How wonderful is his glory, and they bear with the same praise the name of the Lord. Bows at his command. How marvelous are the works of the Lord, how excellent are his ways. How wonderful is his glory, fame ever the same, great is the name of the Lord.
Great is the God of Abraham, and perfect is his law.
In majesty and in holiness, Lord of all. How marvelous are the works of the Lord, how excellent are his ways. How wonderful is his glory and fame, ever the same, great is the name of the Lord. He alone is the King of kings, he alone is the King of kings, he rules, Lord of all.
Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study to search the scriptures for any questions you might have concerning the Bible. And it'll be an open session, so please bring your questions for answers from the Bible. At the 5 o'clock service today, Pastor Otero will be teaching the series from the book of Revelation. He'll start the first lesson this afternoon at 5 o'clock. At the Wednesday evening service, Pastor Otero will continue teaching the series titled Marriage Works, speaking Wednesday on keeping love alive across the years. Also, I want to bring your attention to the this insert in the bulletin. And one of the things listed there is next Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, our talented choir will present the Easter Cantata. So everyone's invited. Bring your friends, your relatives, and neighbors. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 96, verses 8 and 9. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 1, O Worship the King.
Thank you.
Let's continue our worship now with hymn number 108, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 231, Jesus Saves.
Standing for prayer. And I just want to let you know also to the people, we have so many people here, we have to open an overflow with a big TV. And those who are here are there. I want to let you know that we want you to be a part of the body. You are looking just to me because of the TV camera in the back, and Brother Lee is blocking me, but it's okay. I just want to let you know that the offering plate will be passed here and passed over there too. And for the Lord's Supper, if you could make your way to come to the main building, we maybe put some chairs in the back because it will be hard to serve the Lord's Supper here and in the other building. And hopefully you pray the Lord will give us that building, that we have the land purchased already, so that we can be all in one place. Let's pray together. Lord, this is a very beautiful and gorgeous day. The sun is up and the crispy morning is gone. And now the beauty of the warmness that come from above is outside. Lord, I pray that this will be the same in our heart. We have come to worship. We have already a week done. And in the last week, a lot of things happen in our life. For some people, it is still a crispy day in their heart because of their circumstances. Because things perhaps are not doing right. Or because things are not in the way they thought. I pray that your word today and the message of those people in the road to Jerusalem, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed be the Son of David, that those words will be in our heart today. And as we leave this building, we will experience the sunshine of God in our life. And at least hope can be created so we can live tomorrow. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to open the doors of Bethel Baptist Church here in Morin Hill. The radio broadcast simultaneously alive in 880 AM, KKMC. The internet alive directly on the air. The television and the tape and CD ministry later on. We thank you, Father, that we can allow now people to listen, to see us. We are serious about Jesus because he gave hope. We learn in Sunday school today that one after the other, there came Jesus with problems. What a good lesson for me as a pastor. I thought that I had to ask you forgiveness sometimes because I visit with so many and sometimes the days are heavy. But Father, Jesus healed each one of them like nothing. And Lord, help us to be that kind of people. People that with tenderness and sweetness can listen to the agonies of others and offer Jesus and his wisdom to solve our problems. The greatest problem is a heart. We have a heart that by birth is sinful. But you change us. And we can offer that change to anyone. Thank you, Father. Our missionaries do the same. And they are everywhere. Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain. Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga. David and Denise Rode in Papua, in New Guinea. Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala. Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires. Dante and Maruja Ravines in Iquitos. Jose and Diana Avila in Costa Rica. And now, Father, we pray for those in the Savale Pregnancy Care Center here in Gilroy. A light in the midst of trouble. The Christian Athletic Association in San Jose. Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Motorsport Ministry, and for Daniel's father, who is with Alzheimer's at the very end of his life. For Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Mission, that he be well, and soon next month we will have him and his wife with us. We thank you, Father, for that. Father, we pray for those in the church who are sick, for those who are experiencing difficulties, whether it's work or whether it's sickness or emotional difficulties. Lord, we pray that you heal their life as they touch Jesus, like those people did today in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 9, verse 18 to 34. Everyone touched Jesus. Lord, what impressed me most was that woman that don't have to ask anything, just touch Jesus. She knew his power. She knew his love. She knew that Jesus would help. And so, Father, I pray for those listening here and there in the airwaves that they will have the courage and the faith to touch Jesus and their life will change. Thank you for providing for Bethel Ministry. And we pray that as this moment we take the offering, you bless the giver and bless the offering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
enter the gate, young and old singing his praises. In his hand their garments and branches are laid. He is the King of the ages, majestic procession beyond all compare, exalted and lifted on high. The praises of earth and deep ring in the air, and heaven cried out in reply, Hosanna, Hosanna, for blessed is he who comes. Hosanna, sing Hosanna, who comes in the name of the Lord.
Creator, sustainer, beginning and end, the King of our hearts and our spirits,
our heavenly presence that shines from above, present for all now to see, the true King of glory in heavenly love, among us forever shall be.
Hosanna, Hosanna, for blessed is he who comes. Hosanna, sing Hosanna, who comes in the name of the Lord. Sing Hosanna, Hosanna, for blessed is he who comes. Hosanna, sing Hosanna, who comes in the name of the Lord. Sing Hosanna, Hosanna, we sing.
Amen. Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Mark. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1094. We will be reading Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. Would you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem and into Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples, and saith unto them, Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied, wherein never man sat. Loose him, and bring him. And if any man say unto you, Why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him. And straightway he will send him here. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in a place where two ways met, and they loosed him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, What do you, loosing the colt? And they said unto them, Even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees and strawed them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out into Bethany with the 12. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father and our God, we thank you that we can come into your presence by the merits of our great God and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the peace you have provided for us in him, knowing he is making intercession for us at this very moment. Thank you, Lord, for your word recorded in the scriptures, so that we may know we have eternal life because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done on our behalf. We thank you that he came to save sinners such as we. We pray now for our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless your servant as he comes to bring the good news of the salvation provided through our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for those of us listening here and on the radio and internet and CD and tape that the consistent truth from the scriptures would guide every aspect of our lives. In Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen. Please be seated.